have you here. If you are new here, welcome to the conversation about all things pleasure, self-care, and intimacy and rest. If you have been here with me for a while, shout out to you. I appreciate you so very much for continuing to show up to one of the longest projects that I have stuck to in my entire business career outside of being a therapist. So I am excited about today's episode. It is something that I always need to remind myself of, and I'm pretty sure it's something you're going to need a reminder on. But before we get started, I want to invite you to my Patreon page. Now, I'm really excited about this because it is a labor of love. It is the conversations you wanted, but you are too afraid to talk about because you're like, I don't want anyone to know that I want to know that. So I'm just going to keep it in my head. So I am in these Facebook groups and the questions that they ask are amazing content. So if you are looking for something a little bit spicier, if you're like, Natasha, I've been working on the boundaries. My self-care game is off the charts. I am resting. I am ready to get into the meat and potatoes of pleasure and intimacy and all things spicy. I definitely think you should head over to the Patreon. It is spicy times four, the conversations that are going on over there. So make sure you listen to this episode all the way to the end. And I'm going to drop like a couple seconds for you to kind of get an idea of what's going on over there. Okay. That is going to be in the show notes. Because it is explicit, you cannot find it if you look it up. So make sure that you hit the link in the show notes. Now, today's topic is something near and dear to me, something that I struggled and still sometimes struggle with, this constant need to be productive, the need to show up and show out at 100% all the time. Let's first dispel this myth of the constant productivity that we're moving through. And because I am a Black woman and most of my clients are Black women and I would love to service Black women, I am talking to you, the one who is showing up for everybody, the one who goes to work and takes on all the projects, is helping everybody at work, is training everybody at work. Yes, this is glorified. Yes, to your face, people are going to say, oh, you're doing such an amazing job. Oh, you know, there's this that we want to give you. Oh, we turned this in and it was just so great. And we just love the work that you're doing. From personal experience, what is going on behind your back is nothing of the sorts. It is, how can we give her more work? How can we put our name on that work? How can we get more work out of her without compensating her what she is worth? I promise you, in your mind, being busy and productive has been connected to your value and your worth. And there is a reason behind that. And for some of you that have been listening to these episodes for a while, you understand it comes from our ancestors. Black women were, their productivity, their ability to work in the house, in the field, wherever they were, that was life or death. So it was their value. It was their worth. And that information doesn't just go anywhere. It's not like, oh, okay, so my ancestor had this feeling and now, oh, it's just gone. No, that continues to be passed down and passed down until somebody decides, I want to do it differently. I don't feel like this is effective for me. I don't feel like it is in alignment of what I am trying to have in my lifestyle. And just because you've done it doesn't mean that I have to. I mean, our moms, our grandmothers, our great grandmothers, we always saw them moving. We always saw them. Sometimes we didn't even see them sleep. We know that they slept, but we didn't see them lay down at night. We didn't see them, you know, in the morning because they were already getting things started. They were already going. So we've got this false narrative that is being confirmed by society's obsession with productivity, that our self-worth is tied to output. The downside of this, which you have probably experienced, are currently experiencing, or recovering from experiencing, and I have experienced and watched so many of my clients, my friends, my family experience, is being overworked. The physical and mental toll that takes that you take on from being productive is why you're burnt out. It's why you're stressed. It's why you're not feeling creative. It's why you can't figure out what you like. It's why you don't have any hobbies. Because your brain don't want to do any more thinking. Think for what? I don't want to do that. And it's not just us out here working. We're not just working. We're coming home and we're taking care of families. Some of us are caregivers for parents, for grandparents, for siblings, for nieces, nephews, God people. We are doing a lot. And then we're volunteering in the community. We're in these organizations. The to-do list is to-doing, and we get such a dopamine hit when we cross things off the list. I know, because I do it too. I still do it. I have decreased the amount of things that are on my list, but when I cross something off of my list, it is so satisfying. But in order for me to get to a place where I wanted to decrease what was on my list, I had to go through a burnout. I had to get to this point where I would have 15 things on my list. I would only get through maybe 3 or 4. And the negative talk that I would say to myself, the negative talk that I see people when I'm in sessions that are saying, well, I'm lazy. Well, you know, I should be doing this. I feel guilty when I'm not doing something. But you don't have the capacity. Your brain has no more energy. Your body has no more energy to pour out. The cup is bone dry, but you're still willing yourself to do more. I was actually having this conversation with my son earlier today about how when you are constantly pouring your energy into someone or something, you are giving it away. You are giving it away. And so I asked him, well, what are you doing to get your energy back, to calling your power and your energy back? How are you putting things back in your cup if you feel that it's your responsibility to do X, Y, and Z and show up for whoever you're showing up? And he was just sitting there. He was like, yeah, that makes sense. And so my question to you would be, how are you going to go out here and continue to kill it when your cup is empty? Why are you going to keep picking up this cup to drink water out of it? There's nothing in it. It doesn't matter how many times you pick that cup up to drink out of it. If you didn't go put something in it, or if someone didn't put something in it for you, it's empty. It's empty. And you can even offer the cup to somebody else. Hey, you want some of my water? Girl, why are you giving me this cup? There's nothing in it. Oh, okay. And then they don't offer to put anything in it. They give you your dry cup back. You have to have a balance. You have to have a balance between your productivity, because there's nothing wrong with being productive. It's really not. It's just the emphasis that we put on that we have to do it, and we have to do it all the time. There has to be this balance between productivity and rest. And rest isn't just taking a nap. In some of my rest episodes, I have literally broken down every area of rest and what you could be doing. So can't remember what episode that is. I will make sure to put that in the show notes for you, but it's going to enhance how productive you actually are. It is going to add more to your cup so that when you go to grab that cup to drink the water, there's actually water in it. Now, listen, let's have this conversation now. I need you to imprint this in your brain, put it on a sticky note, write it on your mirror, put it as a reminder in your phone. Rest is not optional. You should not, I beg of you, you should not be running yourself ragged until your body, your mind, your spirit just gives out. That is burnout. That is not, oh, okay, now I can rest. No, that's not what that is. That's burnout. You should be intentional about creating pockets of rest in your life. Resting allows you to be so much more productive. There used to be, when I was in school, I used to be up burning that midnight oil, writing those papers a day or two before they were due, And while I always did really well on the papers, there's that moment, and I'm pretty sure you know what moment I'm talking about, where you are up so late and you are doing the thing where your face starts to hurt, where your brain feels sore, and all you want to do is cry. But you don't, or maybe you do, maybe you cry a little bit, but you keep pushing through it. At that moment, you are doing yourself a disservice. There is nothing productive about you. There is only so much amount of a lot of time that we have to where our brain just says, oh, you can keep moving, but I'm done. And so you're not putting your best foot forward anyway. You're not producing your best work like you think you are because you're pushing it. Incorporating rest allows you to improve your focus. We're sitting on these computer screens looking at, some of y'all have two or three screens at your desk. Kudos, shout out to you. We are in these meetings. We are heads of these projects. And there's a lack of creativity. Your well-being is deteriorating. So how can you possibly be putting the best parts of you into these jobs, into your business, into your team, into whatever it is that you're doing if you're run down? Rest is important for you to have this fulfilled life, to have the balance of whatever you're balancing. And please, stop feeling guilty about it. Because these folks do not feel guilty when they go to sleep or when they take a vacation. Or when they just sitting around doing nothing because you're taking care of it, they don't feel guilty. I really, really invite you and encourage you to sit down and understand the root of why you feel guilty or why you feel like it's lazy when you rest. Where does your brain, follow your brain. Be curious, follow your brain. Where does it go? When you are sitting, maybe you're just sitting on the couch, doing nothing. What does your brain do? Just let it go there. And then what happens if you don't do it? This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is brought to you by Javery Integrative Wellness Services, where holistic healing meets mental wellness. At Javery Integrative Wellness, we understand that life's demands can take a toll on your mind, body, and your spirit. That's why we offer a range of therapeutic services designed to help you reconnect with yourself, reduce stress, and find balance. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, relationship issues, or simply looking to enhance your overall well-being, the expert therapists at Javery Integrative Wellness are here to support you. We specialize in creating personalized integrative care plans that cater to your unique needs. Ready to take the first step towards a healthier, happier you? Visit www.javerywellness.com today and schedule your free 15-minute consultation with one of our compassionate therapists. It's time to invest in yourself and start your journey to wellness. That's www.javerywellness.com, your partner in holistic health and healing. Don't wait. Book your free consultation now. This episode of Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman is proudly sponsored by Organic Lovin', your go-to source for all natural, body-safe products that enhance your intimate experiences. At Organic Lovin', they believe that what you put on and in your body matters, which is why they offer a carefully curated selection of organic, eco-friendly products designed to bring pleasure without compromising your health. From luxurious lubricants and body oils to intimate toys and wellness products, Organic Lovin' has everything you need to elevate your sensual self-care routine. Each product is crafted with the highest quality ingredients so you can indulge with confidence, knowing you're choosing the best for your body and the environment. As a special offer for our listeners, you can enjoy 10% off your purchase when you use the coupon code JaveryWellness at checkout. Visit www.javerywellness.com /organic-lovin, that's L-O-V-E-N, today to explore their full range of products and discover how organic, body-safe options can make a difference in your intimate life. That's www.jvrewellness.com/organic-lovin, spelled L-O-V-E-N. And don't forget to use the code JVRewellness for 10% off your order. Take care of your body and let organic lovin' take care of your pleasure. Because I have an idea of where your brain goes. Your brain is probably saying, oh, I could be doing this. I could be doing that. This needs to be done. I need to call that person. I need to do this. I need to do that. Like, it's running through your Rolodex of things that you should be doing. And then it's telling you mean things. Your mean girl, that mean person, is telling you all the reasons why you suck for not getting to that list. Now, you do realize that you don't have to listen to the voice, right? You could choose to say, I'm not going to agree with that. I'm not going to agree with that. I am not going to accept that. It is okay for me to lay here. I don't have to do that to-do list. Thank you, though. We sit with these thoughts and we think that we have to follow them, or we think that they're facts. It's not facts. Whose voice is that? There's somebody's voice that you hear when you hear lazy and guilty. You know, you should feel guilty. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. Follow that voice and figure out whose it is. Once you get to the root of why you feel the way that you do, now you've got gold, because you can start working through, whether it's self-reflecting journal prompts, whether it's with your therapist, whether it's with your coach, whether it's with friends, it doesn't matter. You can start to unravel the root of it and create different habits. Now, I've talked about multiple ways that you can rest. Let's talk about resting while you're actually working. Something that I have taken on that I really like is a Pomodoro timer. Because if not, I will sit at my desk and I will work for hours straight and get frustrated. And by the time I actually step away, I'm irritable, and nobody wants an irritable Natasha on their hands, just saying. So I use the Pomodoro. So there's different ones. I use the ones on YouTube. They're different time blocks. So there's 25 minutes and a 5 minute break. There's 30 minutes and a 10 minute break. There's 50 minutes and a 15 minute break. It's just about what you're doing, what works for you, what feels good. All you do is kind of explore. And when I get my break, I take my break. I get up from my desk. I might go outside. I might stretch. I might get something to drink. I might go to the bathroom. I incorporate that so that I can move. A lot of us are sitting at our desks, and you need to move your body. You need to stretch your back. You need to stretch your legs. You need to get some energy flowing into your body. I also like to do deep breathing. So you have the 4-7-8 breathing, which is you breathe in for 4, hold for 7, and exhale for 8. You can do that for a little bit. You can also look up calm breathing on YouTube, and it'll be like the circle that says inhale and then exhale, inhale, then exhale. You can go for a walk. Right now you might be able to hear it in the background, but I have my essential oil diffuser going. To smell good. So maybe I'll just sit on the floor and smell that. So there are lots of practices that don't require you to go to sleep, because sometimes sleep is not what we actually need to start pouring back into your cup. Maybe you need to go have a conversation and kiki with one of your favorite work besties. You know, maybe you need to call your mom. Maybe you need to call a friend, text a friend. Maybe you need to look at a funny video, but do not get stuck in the scroll dooming, the doom scrolling backwards, because that takes up your time and you could be doing something else. And listen, I know that this probably sounds easier than it is. I know for a fact, because I have done it, because I currently do this, and because I work my clients through this. I have not had one client come to me and not share that they feel bad when they're resting. That is actually one of the top things that my clients struggle with, is stepping away from this idea of being productive, always doing something, and then being able to move through the feeling and emotions of I'm lazy. I should be doing something. I feel guilty that I'm, you know, saying no because I'm doing nothing. If I'm doing nothing, I might as well help. No, that is not the case. I want to help you cultivate a mindset of self-compassion. Really just being nice to yourself. Talk to yourself like you would talk to a friend. Talk to yourself like you would talk to your kid when they're having a hard time. Talk nice to yourself. Understand that you can separate. You should. You have to. Let's put it there. You have to separate your self-worth from your productivity. It's two different things. You're not worthy because you're productive. You are valuable and worthy because you exist here in this world, because you are you, because you occupy a little bit of space in this world. That's why you're worthy. There's no because, it just is. You are. And that's something you have to always remind yourself of. I am worthy because I am. I am valuable because I am. And that is enough. And I know that is hard to retain when there are so many messages, not just in society, not just people out here on social media, but sometimes in your own family, that says the only way that you can prove your worth is by doing X, Y, and Z. And that is their truth. I'm not going to take away anybody's truth from them, any of their experiences from them. But what I am here to tell you, because you've made the decision to listen to this episode, is that you have to unlearn that. That doesn't have to be your story. Remember in the beginning when I said, whose voice is that? It may sound like you, but whose voice is that? Who instilled that particular piece of advice in your mind? It wasn't you. You just accepted it. So put somewhere where you see every day, I am valuable. I am worthy. Because you are. And embrace being imperfect. Perfection does not exist. I was just having this conversation the other day where I said, when I became an adult, being a straight A student, being a student with perfect attendance meant nothing to no one. It means nothing to anyone. That part of my life is over and no one cared. It's not like I can go and say, hey, yeah, like I was a straight A student in high school. They're gonna be like, oh, okay, nerd, like who cares? It doesn't matter. And I had to do a lot of pulling myself away. I call myself a perfectionist in recovery, recovering perfectionist, because for me, that never goes away. There's always this little voice in the back of my head that says, oh, that should be better. You should make it better. That should be perfect. But perfect doesn't exist. There's no perfect anything. And if someone tries to say it is, it is something that they made up. You just accept that every day isn't going to be this highly productive day. I struggled so hard with this business model of work, however many hours the job is, and then go on and find something else to do. When I first started my business, I was legit trying to work 8 hours a day and give myself an hour break. And I would get really frustrated with myself and be out of sorts because I didn't have anything to do. I was trying to create things to do when there was nothing to do. And then I started meeting more business people and being in these groups. And I realized I still had this corporate mindset where if I can get my work done in 3 hours, I still have to be at work for another 5 hours to get my 8 hours to get paid. Working for myself, if I've done 3 hours of work and I'm done. And that's okay. I can focus on something else. I can go have lunch. I can go for a walk. I can go see a movie. I can clean my house. I can just go sit in the driveway in the sun. There are some days where I work 2-4 hours. There are some days I work 6 to 8 hours. That's okay. Every day doesn't have to look the same. And I know it's a little harder working in corporate, but I want you to take that thought process of every day isn't going to look the same. I can be okay with it. Do I need to fill the time? You don't. But if you must fill the time, I would prefer that you fill it with something that's going to increase your cup. Okay? And set boundaries for yourself when it comes to work and rest. Again, I have clients that really struggle with leaving work at work, especially if they work at home. You have to make sure that you protect and prioritize your rest and your self-care every single day. Include it into your routines. You like making to-do lists, make it a to-do list. Okay. I'm going to stretch for 15 minutes here. I'm going to make sure that I drink this much amount of water. So I want to make sure that water is drunk by this time, by this time, by this time. I'm going to go outside for 10 minutes. Oh, at this time, I'm going to go for my walk. Put it in there. Put yourself on the calendar. You're putting everything and everyone else on there. Put yourself on there. You can do it. You can do it. So kind of to wrap this wonderful episode up in a bow, I want you to remember this productivity, value, worth thing, it's a myth. Just because everyone is obsessed with being productive does not mean that you have to be. You have to understand that rest is not an option. It's something that you have to do. Just like breathing. In order to stay alive, you got to breathe. You have to rest in order to continue to do the things that you want to do in this world. And give yourself grace. Show yourself some self-compassion. Be nice to yourself. Understand that you are worthy and you are valuable because you are you. And that is all, that's all that matters. It really is. So I hope you enjoyed this episode. I hope you are going to take one thing, all it takes is one, and start implementing it today. Listening to the episode is great, but I want you to start making actual changes so that you can see something different, so that you can have that satisfaction, so you can have that pleasure in your day-to-day life, okay? So do not forget to head to the link in the show notes and join me over Patreon for Owning Pleasure as a Black Woman XXX. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you rate and review and share with somebody that you think this is going to be helpful for, because I know that you know people that are struggling with this, okay? So I love you. Thank you for joining me, and I will talk to you in the next episode.